Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, who does not resemble the creation. To Allah belong the endowments and proper commendations. May Allah raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his kind al and companions, and protect his nation from whatever he feared for it. May Allah, the Lord of the heavens and earth, grant us the sincere intentions and guide us to the acceptable deeds. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, today's lesson is in regards to the accountable person. Islamically, the accountable person, mukallaf, is the one who is pubescent, sane, and has received the message of Islam. Pubescence happens when one reaches the age of 15 lunar years or otherwise. The sane person is the one who has not lost one's mind. For one to be accountable, mukallaf, it is a condition that one receives the call of Islam. This means that if the person is pubescent and sane, he becomes mukallaf simply by receiving the message of Islam, which is, no one is God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. The non-believer, mukallaf, is obligated to embrace Islam and follow its teachings. He is also obligated to perform all the obligations and avoid all the sins. From this, it is understood that the young child is not accountable until he reaches puberty. Likewise, the insane person is not accountable. The pubescent one who did not receive the message of Islam is also not accountable. Ayah 15 of Surah Al-Isra means, Allah does not torture those who do not receive the basic message of Islam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رُفِعَ الْقَلَمُ عَنْ ثَلَاثَ عَنِ الصَّبِيِّ حَتَّى يَبْلُغُ وَعَنِ النَّائِمِ حَتَّى يَسْتَيْقِظُ وَعَنِ الْمَجْنُونِ حَتَّى يَعْقِلُ, which means, the pen has been lifted from writing the deeds of three: the one who is asleep until awakening, the young child until becoming pubescent, and the crazy person until becoming sane, related by Abu Dawood. During the season of Hajj, when many of the Arab non-believers used to assemble from different places in Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them to Islam. They would hear from the Prophet the two testifications, I bear witness that no one is God except Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. The non-believers came to the Kaaba in keeping with the traditions of their Muslim ancestors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who soundly prepare themselves for the Day of Judgment and among those who use the endowments Allah bestowed upon them in sincerity and obedience. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and Allah knows best.